Boot Systems. System. The Board Game. Andrew Boeing, January 9th, 2024. Simplifying the complexity of food systems to four quadrants and designing an educational board game to learn about food systems. As a beginner in the wide fields of food systems, I was overwhelmed with the complexity of the different aspects and subsystems last Monday, my first day in this new work topic as an educator, or more precise in the context of food systems, a first-year student. I had to simplify the whole thing for myself to better locate where I want to explore the world of food systems and the huge integrated systems of food circulation, a timeless fundamental basis that keeps us alive, way back in time and into the future. The board and systems map. We see a very colorful, vivid, surreal painting with a board game on the left side with four distinct quadrants with different backgrounds, cultivating, processing, cooking and eating and waste. Very colorful and vivid. The board game and systems map. I was able to reduce the many aspects of food systems into four main quadrants and briefly tested if I could fit or squeeze every aspect into one of these four quadrants. I am easy to catch with a more gameful, playful, mythic, colorful, and engaging approach to a four-quadrant model. A simple diagram chart doesn't do that for me, although it's helpful in the later process and with more scientific stuff. I need a narrative, a story, a game, a quest to get going, and I know many of the young people of many ages I work with feel the same. So my work buddy ChatGPT in its version 4 and the painter DALL-E and I were hanging out to find a graphical style and fitting illustrations. A mandala in colorful, vivid, surreal, hidden objects playfield. After many, many prompts and even conflicts with my mates that drove me crazy, I finished the thing with classic manual photoshopping, grateful for the helpful input of my AI workmates. On day 2, we had a finished board and map, plus a simplified model. Pretty fast, if you ask me. A quest card. Fan tasks for the exploration of complexities. Next, I had to get myself on a demo quest in one of those four quadrants and did a thing on waste, which is documented in this journal entry, Wasteland, beginning at the end. After this successful quest, I could reduce the steps into a demo quest card that we can pick in the board game after an empty bottle rotating in the center of the board and stopping randomly in one of the four quadrants to indicate your quest type in the top left of each card. On the way, I've created a set of open source Photoshop PSD and AI-generated graphics that can be easily shared under Creative Commons share alike for the creation of quest cards and printing out the board game at home, at schools, or at educational places. This helps to roll out possible helpful solutions for the common good very fast. On the right side, we see a very colorful quest card of this board game in the style of trade card games. And the size of this card is the same. So it's easy to buy sleeves where you can put in the cards and they look cool. They have this background, the shiny ones or different colors. So it's easy to buy them everywhere and those would fit into there. You see it. A colorful background here, always generated with AI or painted, graphic styled. And in the middle is a text that describes the quest. 5M on the top right says it's a 5-minute quest. Plus 10 on the bottom says, oh, you can upgrade to a 15-minute quest to get even more points. On the left top side, you see the category, one of the four quadrants. And on the bottom side, Ktopia logo, that colorful, vivid thing. And the website address. So let's continue. A simplified four-quadrant model. for exploring food systems. So we have this four quadrants, and number one is cultivation. Cultivation in biology is the creation and maintenance of conditions that ensure the growth of certain organisms. Soil, water, seeds, light, agriculture is the land-based cultivation and breeding of plants known as crops, fungi and domesticated animals, horticulture, permaculture, aquaculture or fungiculture, large-scale farming, community or home gardening, to make it short, everything that creates and produces raw food ingredients. That's the sector one, the quadrant one, cultivation. Processing, the second one, is about transforming raw agricultural products into other forms, ingredients and mixed compositions. Milling wheat into flour is a simple processing. Dehydrating thousands of tons of tomatoes into a pulverized form, adding different kind of natural and artificial ingredients and additives to have fast sauce pulver ready to use in 2 minutes in gastronomy, is a more complex way of processing. The third quadrant is cook and eat. This part in food system theory is usually being called consumption. A not so pretty word for the holy acts of cooking and eating, in my opinion. At home, in gastronomy, delivery food, canteens, clinics, welfare places, people love to cook and eat everywhere. Cooking and food is a whole culture of so many subcultures, so it's a highly social quadrant in food systems. And then we have the last one, number four, the waste quadrant. Our food systems create a variety of waste types with different kind of recyclabilities and decomposition times. Some take a couple hundred years, some go pretty fast. In Kassel, we separate, or try to, in our households, residual waste, which can't be recycled, Restmüll, light plastics for recycling, as another one, gelber Sack, green compost, waste paper, empty, reusable bottles, waste glass, batteries, electronics, and bulk waste. In the production of food products, we have many more waste types from transportation, water pollution, etc. So those four quadrants seem to be a pretty good and simple place to start to locate, and they are pretty deep once you dig in. That's why it is a hidden objects build, a Wimmelbild, that's called in German. So many aspects in it. To sum it up, a simplified model to navigate the wide landscape of food systems, a narrative and mythical graphic style, plus a fun board game to inspire exploration are great results of the first K-topia week, I think. Next week, we will finalize the first version of the analog board game, print it out, and stick together somehow. And we will play a couple of rounds in an alpha test. And that's what I'm really looking forward. But before, let's go into the weekend. Yay! See you next week. This is K-topia. My name is Andre Boeing.